Yeah, there's definitely stressful days, and and there are some cases that still bother you.
That's Jennifer Renfro, a senior child protective investigator for the Florida Department of Children and Families. As she heads to her next case, she recalls one involving an 8-year-old child from years ago.
We received a report, and this child, straight A student, sweet child, she disclosed a lot of, I would call it torture, as far as they would make her drink hot sauce and hold her nose and dump water on her head and make her go to bed wet. They told her they hated her. We ended up removing her and her little brother.
Renfro says what she found most shocking was the abused girl still loved her parents and wanted to see them. Renfro's testimony is one of the videos featured on DCS YouTube channel about the day in the life of a child protective investigator. Over the years, that position has seen high turnover, in part, Jessica Price says, because some who leave say they never really understood what they were getting into. Price heads the Florida Institute for Child Welfare, created by the Florida Legislature in 2014, to conduct research and analyze Florida's child protection and child welfare services. To help address the turnover within DCF, Price suggests what she calls realistic job previews.
They generally are videos that are shown to applicants that are interested in going into child welfare work. On these previews, you have caseworkers that are discussing their job in a very candid way, in a very real way. The realistic job previews that I have seen sometimes show caseworkers going into certain neighborhoods. Like sometimes the previews show that their jobs start in the middle of the night.
Florida lawmakers have begun discussing some ideas of their own. St. John's Republican Representative Cindy Stevenson recommends shadowing.
Shadowing is one of the best things. I shadowed. I wanted to be a veterinarian. I found out I really didn't like the smell of blood. You know, saved me a lot of money. So I really, in addition to like that realistic, you know, video, if you can get a shadowing experience, that seems like it would really help because it's a big investment of time.
At least one lawmaker suggested higher pay for child protective investigators, but DCF Secretary Mike Carroll says that's not really the main issue.
Pay is somewhat a factor when we think about pay, but I can tell you most of the folks that I talk to don't mention pay. They mention workload and they mention, their perceived lack of support in that workload because they lose control and of their ability to control their life, and they can't control their work life.
So what does the head of DCF himself suggest to address the issue? Carroll says he's looking at the long term rather than the short term. He says first he wants to make sure those they train stay past the 2-year mark. Most new hires are in their 20s and 30s, and Carroll says this is often their first job. He says after doing a survey, many spoke to a lack of mentorship. So under a new policy, senior child protective investigators will now be mentoring lower-level investigators.
We also created child protective investigator field supervisors. We understand that one of the things that is going to be crucial going forward to keeping folks in these jobs is not the classroom training we do, because we're pretty successful with the classroom training. It's the support that we give folks when they get out to the field.
Andy says his ultimate goal is for the investigators to have a manageable caseload while maintaining a personal life as well.
I do believe that any recommendation that we have for keeping folks in the workforce is to provide work-life balance and to restructure this work in a way where folks have time off that's theirs. You know, you should have a weekend where you actually have a weekend, not where you're tethered to a telephone and you thought you had a weekend, but now on a Saturday afternoon you're out in the middle of an investigation and your family's someplace else. We have to find a way to structure the way we do this work in a way that would provide that work-life balance, because that's what the folks in the field are asking us about.
The House committee that looks into children issues has made addressing the turnover one of its legislative priorities. Meanwhile, on Thursday, Governor Rick Scott announced his support for spending $10 million to hire 130 additional child protective investigators and Florida Abuse Hotline counselors. In a statement, DCF Chief Carroll says hiring additional investigators will allow DCF to keep the caseloads low so that it will provide that work-life balance. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.